Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 17, Desire to Experience Pain. Every thought believed is a delay. When you delay looking, you delay the celebration that is always available to you. You deprive yourself your daily bread, as given by the Father. Infinite happiness is always yours. This you would delay in time, when all is available to you in eternity. Pain is an idea that you enjoy and revel in as experience, while claiming you do not know it. This is space of innocence, the denial that you do have the power to both create suffering and dispel it from your holy mind. It is very simple. Cease to deny what is already yours, what no pain, suffering, anger, or hatred can hide from you unless you choose it to seem to be so. There is no future nor past unless you choose for it to seem to be so in your experience. This is where you learn what you are choosing for you can see that you have been choosing against what is most holy and natural to you, all that is given by the Father, infinite love. This course is really about all or nothing. There is no midpoint at which divine nature and the idea you have created of yourself meet. There is no negotiation, as is common in the ways of the world. The ego negotiates, the Father does not. Negotiation is the idea of win and loss. Heaven cannot negotiate with what never happened. Yet you still have the desire to negotiate, to have heaven and hell meet in the midline. Half of one is still hell. The tiniest compromise is hell. Even though you believe the ego that some small part of a personal identity can be preserved and you can still yet find heaven within. You believe that some safety and protection lies in hell. And thus you would hold yourself and your brother with you in a bin of suffering and despair. Do not underestimate the rage that is hidden in this bin of suffering. Even the smallest attempt to hold on to some part of an identity that is never given by the Father. It requires rage to pretend that you and your Father are not one. You have cast yourself into hell by your desire to have an experience. A dream of pain and suffering. Your Father calls you out. I call you out. You are calling yourself out. And the only way, the fastest way, is to look quickly with me. As light in your mind, let no corner be denied this light or you will continue to find hell. Secret patches cropping up on a timeline that convince you that only death can be your reward. You are convinced that death is your just reward for denying your Father, and I tell you now it is not. You seek vengeance experience for yourself, when your Father has no idea that such a thing as vengeance exists. You do not know it either, and thus you must dream it, to pretend that it exists and experience it as though it does exist through a world and your brother. Yet if you allow him, your brother, as your Father, brings you glad tidings of happiness, a reminder of the eternal light within. Thus, to see the light in your brother is to see the light that shines within you, only this. You cannot take this journey without your brother because your brother is you, an expression of yourself. And how you choose to see him is how you choose to see and experience yourself. If you see him limited, so shall you see yourself ever limited. If you see him in hatred, so you will see yourself in hatred. If you see him in pain, so you worship at pain's table within yourself. He merely reflects the world of heaven or hell experience you have miscreated for yourself. Every stone you cast out against your brother never goes out. It merely rests in eternal suffering as a shadow in your holy mind, convincing you that you are surely damned. Pain is simply the means by which you attempt to deny who you are. It is a refusal to let go of body identity. You would rather be in pain than rejoice in who you are. You cannot be without pain until you see through your desire, for it is valuable. Pain is unnatural to you and does not appear without your desire to experience it. Pain is a memory that cannot be known in timelessness. It is a desire to experience a past and is thus time-bound, a desire to make the past real. Pain is an attempt to block my voice, your voice for truth. The voice that reminds you that who you are doesn't know what pain is. Today we will look at the insanity of how you actually relish the experience of pain and then create an experience in which you do not recall that you relish the experience of it, and thus maintain a sense of what is not natural to you. When you admit this, you can also see how you can transcend the experience of it. The true power you have is granted by the Father, a power that does not invest in the experience of pain, as it is all that is. On the cross, I did not experience pain because I did not desire to experience it. In admitting fully unity with the Father, pain is impossible. In seeing all as the same, as the Father sees it, all is the same. Love only. Pain cannot coexist with perfect love. Desire expresses as rage, which hides itself in a diversity of expressions within consciousness. Make no mistake that this is all the same. A denial of infinite love, infinite perfection. Pain is a judgment against yourself that the Father does not share. Pain is at your command to keep or to cease. See that you provide all the power that makes pain seem real, an investment in what can never be natural to your holiness.